this visitation of these vast amounts of extraterrestrials, as we can call them, what's the agenda? What do they want?
Well, I will get to that in 2 seconds. I was in the middle of a very complex thought, which I want to simplify. You asked if these are physical beings, and I'm saying they come from a level of being which is very close to our physical reality, but not quite physical in our sense, which means they can impinge on us and have physical effects here and appear physically, but it doesn't seem like they can stay here for very long because it takes too much energy for them to come into our world. They're sort of like fish out of water.
Interesting. We could, though, touch the craft, touch them?
I believe so.
All right.
But, you know, why do we not really have a lot of crashed UFOs that we can get our hands on, or, you know, actual bodies? I don't think they can really exist here for any length of time. I may be wrong, but that's the impression I get.
All right.
So when we talk about agenda, well, some of it isn't an agenda. Some of it is just the effect of what one of my masters, René Guénon, who's a metaphysician who wrote 20th Century, he died 1950, and in his book, The Reign of Quantity and the Signs of the Times, in 1945, he said, well, we're getting near to the end of this world age, and you know, the end of the world, let us say, and one of the consequences, and one of the causes, is that the barrier between this world and the psychic plane, between material and psychic reality, is wearing thin. And it wears thin, a lot of stuff pops through, and he says what pops through initially is stuff from what he calls the infrapsychic level, which is rather sinister. It's also possible for this barrier to open in a higher dimension and allow in an influx of the grace of God. But initially what's happening is we're having cracks in the lower reaches, you know, as if there were cracks in the floor, and up through the floor are coming rather negative psychic entities. Sometimes they're just coming through because they can't help it. The crack is there, and they're getting pulled through.
Are they demons?
Some of them are demons. In some cases, actually what they are is what the Muslims call the jinn, or, you know, from which we get our word genie, you know. And the jinn are a whole realm of beings who they exist in a more multidimensional framework than we do. But they're also created beings, and they're sort of another race that inhabits this universe. And the Muslims say some of the jinn are Muslim and some are not, which means some worship God and some worship God knows what. And so you cannot say that they're all evil. Now, Christians will tend to say all these beings are demonic, and I think this is sort of the safe way to go, because they're all dangerous whether or not they're demonic. But I think the actual truth is that some of them are simply, let us say, the nature spirits, you know, the spirits which connect the natural world to higher archetypes and bring in higher spiritual energy to keep the natural world alive.
Are these devils?
Well, what I just described would be the fairies, but some of them are indeed demons. And I think any beings that can do to people what the UFO abductors do, what else can you call them? There's this Eastern Orthodox priest who, named Seraphim Rose, who died, I think, in the 80s, and he wrote a book called Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future, and he had a chapter in there about UFOs, which I thought was a great chapter, and he said what UFO... you know, the appearances of UFOs and the encounters with UFO beings are precisely the same thing as the stories of Orthodox saints from the past in their encounter with demons. It's simply that the UFO beings are demons who have assumed a sort of a technological guise, because that's the way we look at things nowadays in scientific ways.
Well, so, why do so many people, though, Charles, describe the aliens as being, most of them, you know, long, lanky, big heads, big eyes, that gray look? Or do they really look this way?
Well, what Jacques Vallée said, I think that is a modern myth, and I think we are seeing the myth. I think that their actual reality is so complex that we cannot make sense of them unless we cut them down to size. And so our common image of them nowadays is these elongated eye beings, before that there were little green men with insect antennae, you know.
Yeah.
And before that they may have appeared as devils or as fairies. But it what Jacques Vallée says in his book on the UFO discoveries in the Soviet Union is the Soviet at that time researchers said the phenomenon is polyvalent. It can appear as any number of things. Even Max says this as well. They don't just appear as you know the Whitley Strieber image of the elongated black-eyed gray. They appear as many things. But
are they shapeshifters?
They're shapeshifters. Actually, it's probably truer to say that we cannot see them as they are because they are more multidimensional than physical reality. So as we attempt to make sense out of them, there's some kind of interaction between our perception and what they are, and finally, you know, we settle on a particular image of them, and that's what we say we have seen. But we're not seeing all of what they are.
There is that abduction phenomenon that we were talking about. The late John Mack, of course, dedicated his life to that, as others have. And whatever was happening to these people, real or otherwise, was pretty awful in
yeah.
most cases.
And yet they tend to give their allegiance to it, even though it was awful. And that's what I really think is sinister. I mean, I remember Whitley Strieber was on a PBS documentary, and he made the statement, you know, when these beings came to me, they were the most horrible things I have ever encountered. But, you know, they were also the most amazing things I ever encountered,
mm-hmm.
so I've been obsessed with them ever since. And I think this is very close to what we call demonic possession, or probably obsession is a better word. Possession means they can take control of you. Obsession means just that they bug you. And, you know, if we believed in God as a reality, and if we believed in angelic and spiritual influences as a real part of our lives, we would look at these incursions as simply very unfortunate events, like an automobile accident or a serious illness, and we would say our job is to get over this illness and to avoid having such accidents in the future. What is sad is so many people want to have these experiences because what I have to call normal religious experience is becoming harder and harder for many people because of the way society is going, and you know religion is falling into the shadow slowly but surely. And, you know, the religions are not in awfully good shape in themselves, but what's really happening is that our view is becoming scientific, not religious, which is a bit like, you know, if you became obsessed with video games and became the greatest player and inventor and marketer of video games in the world, but that was your whole life,
yeah.
and the rest of life, you know, I mean, that's wonderful, but there's so much more to life than what science can show.